Ladies and gentlemen, what if I just told you that it's okay if you are getting older? Because clearly I know I am, and I mean, we'll just get into this. Let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? What is up? This is Noan El Boricua, and I'm really excited because of the fact that today's another video. This is a Fuel Pasión Friday, late at the time of this recording. This is Memorial Weekend, and I hope for all of those here in the States and America that are celebrating, I hope you have a chance to just enjoy, you know, unwind, relax with your friends and family and your loved ones, and more importantly, making sure that we're remembering and honoring all of our veterans and really even those in service right now and all the armed forces. And I'm really excited because I kind of put the question about aging, and I'll get to that later, so stay with me on this, because clearly I don't have a hat on. I trimmed down my hair. You've seen it probably in the progression of so many of the videos. I am clearly now graying really good. You notice the word that I use, really good. I'm graying really good with the goatee. I wish it was all at once. They called I guess like the patchy, whatever that looks like. I'm chilling on a stool here. And I'm actually trying a couple different angles. So I'm utilizing the side angle that you're probably seeing throughout this video, really to, with my GoPro 8, Hero Black 8. I don't know if I said that right. And I'm excited because of the fact that I wanted to first say thank you for, you know, I think what's dope is that throughout the month of May, at the time of this recording, it was like mental awareness and understanding the importance of mental health. That can lead to a lot of other healthy things and habits in our life. I also know that we've been celebrating all the wonderful men and women within our AAPI group. So, so many transcendent Asian Americans here in America that I'm just super honored to know. And, you know, I got to give a shout out to my guy, Eric Sidor, an amazing artist. I used to work with him. He went on to do and still does some amazing artwork, so I'll probably put up a couple photos. Follow him on Instagram. He has curated so many shows, done so many big things for different brands, and I just think that you truly, bro, for real, I've always just really been on the work, your humbleness, but also your social awareness of really understanding how to be a better human being to all people here, especially in LA. Him and his wife, I know, like at the time that I remember, they used to like go out and, you know, give out sandwiches, you know, to those in need. And I think like those are the things that I like to highlight when it comes to a lot of my peers and my friends and family that I like to give a shout out. So much love to you, my brother, and I hope you continue to go forward. I'm excited because like as I'm getting older, I'm 46, and as I'm getting older, there was something that really blew me away that I read this article, which I should have prepped it, but it was an article in a video where someone actually was speaking about their career progression and that they weren't really in a corporate context until they were in their 30s, and that they've only had so much time in understanding what it is to like work and go up the corporate ladder. And yo, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I really thought about this because I was 41 when I finally made the jump from like a retail career to a corporate career. And there is nothing wrong with a retail career. Like the hospitality industry, when it comes to retail, hotels, restaurants, like there's some amazing career journeys there that people can dive into. And I decided to take a leap of faith and go into this work of recruitment at my job at, you know, in my 40s. And it's interesting because a lot of times we don't want to compare ourselves and our work, but yo, man, it happens. I'm keeping it 100. And I've been reflecting lately because for many companies, it's kind of like the year end and you're looking at reviewing your career and just the journey of the year. And I'm really grateful for all the work that I've done. And I think that at the end of the day, I've never defined my success in having a certain position or role in corporate America. I always felt that my success was in the connections and in the relationships and the impact that I've made with individuals close to me in my inner circle, as well as those that are just acquaintances or peers when it comes within the work and career. So I think I want to leave you with this, you know, as one, you know, and I read this from someone that I follow who's Native American, and he was just celebrating his 41st birthday, if I'm correct. And from tradition that he shared in his post was that many Native Americans don't even like think about how old they are. They never say, oh, this is my 50th birthday, my 20th birthday, whatever the age is. They never really talk about that. It's just a matter of just living life, and that staying active and staying consistently sound with body, mind, and soul. And I thought that was pretty interesting, because we clearly do that, right? Like, you know, my family, we always try to put all the candles. As we're getting older, my wife and I, we make jokes of like, are we putting a bunch of individual candles or just the numerical candles? So it's always really cool in having those moments. And I think what I wanted to kind of share with you is that don't worry about getting older. Because I think in getting older, and you know you've experienced this, you actually have an opportunity to like live and learn, right? To be able to have lessons, to be able to understand from your mistakes, how do you learn from that and how do you move forward? And I think for me, and there's something that I've been wanting to do, like what are like the top 5 or 10 things that I've learned now being in my 40s? Because I'm in my mid 40s. But one of the things I did learn was that I think the beauty of giving back to people is one of the greatest things about getting older. I mean, the younger you are, the more longer of a legacy of impact you make in your community. And I think that's dope. Like, I think that's something we all need to strive to do, because look, somebody invested in you, you need to reinvest into your community. And I think for me, as I've gotten older, I've enjoyed learning. I've enjoyed making mistakes. It makes me sharper, makes me more curious to be able to understand it. I think the other thing that I kind of was, thinking on and reflecting on this week is really understanding that as I'm getting older, movement is key. Now, what do I mean by movement? Movement by the fact of like physically moving, like going for walks, going for a run, lifting weights, doing yoga, whatever that looks like, a HIIT workout, CrossFit, you know, martial arts, MMA, boxing, whatever that is, basketball on the weekends, or, you know, going crossroad, biking, or whatever that is. I don't even know that's a real sport, crossroad biking. I don't even know that's a thing. But the whole point that I'm trying to tell you is, and I know I've heard this many times, there's a saying, right, that Nike says, make sport a daily habit. And you just got to do about 30 minutes a day. And I've tried that, and I'm not gonna lie, this week was really hard for me. There was a lot of stuff going on. I had to meet some deadlines. And what was really unique was I didn't do a workout this week at all, like none. And I felt it, that at the time of this recording on Friday, I'm like doing movements, I'm trying to stretch it. Like I really felt it. It's now, for those that are younger, maybe you don't. But for a guy like me in my 40s, I actually felt that. So I think the second thing I want to tell you is make sure you're always moving. And then lastly, I just want to say, yo, enjoy it. Like, enjoy every day, man. God has given us purpose. God has given us the opportunity to have, you know, the life that we have. And I think it's like, yo, like, go out there, have fun, live in the moment. Like, surround yourself with the greatness of what God has given you and created, because we only have this one life. And I think for me, like when I'm thinking about this one life here on earth, I want to make sure I make the best of it. I want to make sure that I'm laughing. I want to make sure that, yeah, there might be times of me crying, but I hope more than anything it's crying of laughter. Like real talk, like I love that my wife and I can banter back and forth with each other, with my boys. Like we love joy and laughter and happiness. We know there are moments where you're in the valley and you have to go through it. But I think that like in having our faith and being a family and a unit and our own little community, this cruise squad, like I just made that up. That ain't a thing of ours, but who knows? We get to go forward. And even though our son is so many miles away in the state of Oregon, we're still connected because of technology. So I think for me, yo, live and learn, right? Like enjoy the lessons, be okay of trying new things as you're getting older. Make sure you're moving. And lastly, just live life to its fullest. I don't know, that's what's been on my mind. Like, you know, it's a tough journey, but I think as we continue to go forward, it's something that we get to learn. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll be dropping another video as well, a vlog. Also, I want to say thank you because I posted a video about thanking my West Coast squad. If you haven't checked it out and you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and check it out. I didn't want to post it on Instagram. I wanted something that you had to go to it. I appreciate you checking it out because a lot of people give me some really good feedback on that. And the other thing is, yo, stay tuned. We got some really good podcast episodes that are going to be coming up. And lastly, remember, check us out. FielPasionPodcast.com. And I'm actually, okay, so true confession. The whole reason why I wanted to talk about this age thing was because if you go to my website, there's actually a thing where you can contact me. Now, the whole purpose of the contact was maybe to be able to speak at an event, do a workshop training, whatever that looks like. It's been rare when I get an email, keeping it 100. I actually got an email, and the company that sent me it was a company was about like grain, taking the grains out of your beard. Bro, I lost it. Like, real talk. Like, I just thought it was funny that of all the emails that I was going to get, somehow the algorithm knew that your boy was getting grayed out. Hence why they sent me that. I think the next thing I might get an email is, like, losing my hair. I think it might be it. Who knows? Maybe they already heard me and AI is out there doing its job. Anyways, I think that was the reason why I wanted to talk about this. I was like, that's wild. Of all the emails I needed to get was, hey, you're getting old, so let's cover that up. I'm going to challenge that narrative. Don't cover it up. Because the fact that you're getting older is that you're getting wiser and you have an opportunity to be able to share your journey. Ladies and gentlemen, like always, I appreciate you so much. Immerse yourself dentro de la cultura, always grow in your faith, y como siempre, make those conexiones. Como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.